Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you. And I apologize. Whenever I say what's going on, I'm talking about the electricity. Wayne and I had a show scheduled for 10 a.m. This morning, and power went out in my whole neighborhood for 2 hours, 5 minutes before our show. But it's back on. Wayne, how we doing, man?
We good, man. Free agency has been good to us so far, you know? It's been good to us, so we're good. You know, you bring in Mike Evans. I wish we could have brought him in 4 years ago, but you bring in Mike Evans, and I'm good, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Like, one, I was shocked about Mike Evans because there were rumors about $27 million a year is what he was looking for and all that kind of stuff. And then you see the three-year deal, and it's like, wow, did they pay, like, top-of-the-market money? Because you just saw Alec Pierce get $30 million. You saw all these guys getting paid top-tier money, and it's just like, holy freaking cow, did they break the bank? And then the rumors come out, oh, 3 years, $60 million. You're like, oh, that's doable. And then even more details comes out. It's basically a one-year deal for $16 million. Like, when the wide receiver market's going bananas,
yeah,
you go and get Mike Evans for $16 million per year?
I think that's the way you want to go. I mean, look, the most complicated position on Kyle Shanahan's offense is the wide receiving position. It's very intricate. It's very detailed. And when you lack certain abilities, you know, like creating separation and being able to get open on time and things like that. I mean, you just got to go out and you got to spend a little bread. But you went old school because you know you can rely on a true X. Kyle went and got him a true X-man out there, you know. And that, you know, a lot of people wanted the Romeo Doubs. You saw his deal today. He got paid, what, 4 years, six? It's big, big deal. Like,
I did not expect. I really thought they would be inverted. I thought Mike Evans would get more.
As far as the play, yeah.
But 26 years old. I get it. I was shocked by that Doubs deal.
Yeah, it was a good deal for him, and congratulations to Romeo Doubs, but the Niners weren't paying that because the draft is coming around and you could get a Doubs in the draft. So the question is, go get me that guy that I know. Yeah, I was getting a lot of flack about, like, oh, you know, he's declining. And I'm like, wait. Just explain to me declining, because he's been in the league for 12 years, John. 11 of those 12 years, he had 1,000 receiving yards, right? The only year he didn't have the 1,000 receiving yards is the year he got injured, which just happened to be last year where he only played 8 games and got 347 yards. That lets me know people aren't paying attention. They're just looking at stats. You have to understand what happened last year. Dude missed half of the season, end of the season, due to the injury.
And yeah, so, broken collarbone, which was a weird. Now the hamstring.
The hamstring happened later.
I get that.
Yeah,
that age and all that kind of stuff.
But he's not going to be wide receiver. He's not going to be I don't think he's going to be the main focal point as far as this offense goes. I think the whole point of Kyle Shanahan is taking the stuff off of Christian McCaffrey, taking the stuff off of George Kittle when he returns. It's just having another guy where you're going to have to roll coverage. And so if they double him, good. Ricky can eat if he's available, right? Or whoever else is that X, you know, that wide receiver out there. And when you look at the 49ers wide receiving room, you say, okay, it's Mike, it's Rick, and all we need is the rest of the new addition. We'll be good to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be fine to grab a receiver, to grab a gadget guy. Look at the gadget guys now. That KC Concepcion pick is starting to make sense.
Now makes sense. Now it matches.
Yeah.
Without the X, it didn't. Now that you have it,
because
you can plug him in the slot
everywhere.
Let him learn. You can plug him in the Z.
Why?
You put him anywhere, man.
He can line up outside. And he's a guy that's going to continue to generate the yak. So as you stretch the field with Evans and the post routes with Ricky Pearsall, we're going to see a lot of three wide receiving sets. Yeah, depending on who we draft. I still like Omar Cooper I still think Omar Cooper Jr. should be the guy.
I would take him over KC still at this moment.
I agree, but I get the KC. I get it. I get the gadget guy. You know,
the upside.
Yeah.
With KC is there.
Yeah.
My problem is KC doesn't run the full route tree. He's never been asked to. Has the worst hands in this draft. That can be coached out.
Yeah, seven drops.
Doesn't run block near as well. Doesn't play with the passion that you see of Omar. Not that KC plays with no passion, but you turn on Omar. I love watching silent tape and seeing personality. And man, you know, I just went through three game tapes of Mike Evans from last season. That dude's one of the most animated wide receivers I've ever seen in the world on every given play. He's trying to fight somebody all the time. Like, I freaking love it.
Yeah.
I look at this. Look at this comment. I love this.
Johnny, I didn't mean why, Johnny. My bad. I just used to saying X, Y, and Z. So that's on me.
Yeah. Dude, that's how we used to label the
that's
wide
That's how
receivers.
We used to label the wide. I understand that our tight end lines up as the wide. My right. bad.
Yeah, the FB, it's just terminology. But yeah, we were always X, Y, Z.
Right.
That's like how we did it in high school. Then whenever I went coaching, we didn't use that philosophy. And I was like, wait, y'all are wrong.
Right. Right.
It's just whatever your system. Look at Johnny Dale. He says, we got the Wayne Breezy of receivers, Hall of Fame talent, swag to the gills, all about the team. I want to talk to you, Wayne, about this. Mike Evans chose the 49ers.
He chose
much more so than the 49ers chose Mike Evans. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I think what made me most happy about this sign, first of all, I agree with the statement, but I think what made me most excited about that was that I think I said on the breaking news, it was a few of those words. I was like, yo, he wants to play for Kyle. Like, some people still want to play for Kyle Shanahan.
Hey, so much.
He gets so much flack because he just can't get over the hump and win that Super Bowl. But there's players out here that want to play for Kyle Shanahan because of what he creates offensively. And let me just say this. If you love what you got from Brandon Ayuk, I think Mike Evans is better than Brandon Ayuk. Even now.
Yeah, they played more than he did last year.
They do.
But they win in different ways.
Different. But I'm just, dude, you give me 11 seasons. That's Jerry Rice-esque talent. And it's different than Jerry Rice, right? It's not the super yak of the yards. He's getting down the field, catch contested passes. I'm like, yo, we about to win in the red zone. John, I think I cried yesterday on the live and was like, the fade routes. We got a guy that can run fades. That'll be there.
I freaking love it, man. I really, really do. And, you know, it's funny because Mike Evans, he had four criteria that was put out there. And this was before free agency started. He wanted, you know, an offensive scheme. He wanted to play in this scheme.
He wants
scheme,
to be number one, too. Yeah.
An elite quarterback. Those are his words. A great play caller and a chance to win the Super Bowl. And this dude went and took less than market value to be here with the 49ers. I think that that's just such a big deal. I really, really do. And so that you get this proven commodity at the X, which was the biggest need in the entire, you know, your entire roster. You had to have an X. Now, and we see this every year with free agency, you get all these huge giant deals. The market kind of calms, it cools. You don't get a lot of, there's not a lot being announced right now. And then the next wave kind of gets ushered in this afternoon. So there's going to be more signings. The 49ers also signed Vidarian Lowe, which I want to talk about him. And the odds of somebody being signed during this live stream, Wayne, is greater than 50%. It's just kind of probably going to be in the last 2 minutes of the show. It's just what it is. It's kind of right after we sign off. That's okay.
News.
As of right now, you got Mike Evans, you got Vidarian Lowe, and we're going to be talking about what we want the Niners to do moving forward. But let's talk about Vidarian Lowe. The 49ers go out and get a 6'5", 315 swing tackle, 26 years old. What are your thoughts on the new kind of backup swing tackle? He's played left tackle. He's played right tackle. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, look, we'll see. I mean, one thing we know, he has his long arms, right? And so keeping the guys off of him would be great. He struggles against speed rushers, I think, in my opinion, on the outside. But this, he replaces Spencer Burford, and like they didn't bring back Spencer Burford, who was our swing offensive linemen last year. We had lost Jalen Moore to free agency a couple of years ago. And so I think they went and got another young guy that they feel can play right, can play left, no guard play, but definitely as far as the tackle. And he'll come in and compete for the swing. I mean, him and I think you got Pleasance as well. He'll probably be the backup right. So this will be
they like that. They like having a backup left and a backup right.
There you go. And so that's what you're getting. The Niners addressed the offensive line. I think when I seen this, it made me think, okay, I know the Trent Williams thing is going to be a situation for a little while, but, you know, I still think they draft a guy, you know? I still think they draft a guy, so we'll see what happens. But I do like the signing. I'm glad that they addressed it. We knew they were going to address the offensive line in what way. The good news is they didn't go after one of them high-priced offensive linemen or whatever, so that lets me know they're trying to work this Trent situation out, I believe.
Yeah, and you know the details of the Vidarian Lowe contract. It was reported 2-year, $12 million, but when the details come out, it's a 2-year, $9 million deal. Like, and that's not even fully guaranteed; only $5 million. So, but the way that it's structured, if he just shows up to camp to work out, he hits some of those incentives. So, it's really about $4 million per year for a backup offensive tackle. And I'll say this: you know, I dived into as soon as the signing happened, I went to Patriots Twitter because that's where you got him from. They hated it. They hate that he left because Will Campbell got injured for 4 games. Vidarian Lowe stepped in and they were some of their best games, most efficient games. And that he was 100% locker room guy. I went back to Dane Brugler's write-up of the 2022 draft and character, leadership. Actually adopted his way younger brother. His mother died several years ago, took over the legal responsibility of that. He's married. He's got his own kids. Like he's the freaking man. And you go back to what he did at Illinois. He broke the all-time Illinois record for most starts. So you're talking durability. You're talking scheme because, again, they ran the outside zone. So now he's returning to that kind of whatever. Like, definitely not a needle mover, but the more I dive in, the more I like. The footwork is a little bit of a concern. He's top heavy. John Chapman approves that one. Like a bowling pin, I freaking fall over if I lean forward too much. But, like, heavy-handed, when he gets his hands on people, it's great. Footwork, not ideal. But he's a better football player than athlete, but he's built just like a monster. You talked about the long arms and all that kind of stuff. I like the signing. I really, really do. But I don't think it's a needle mover. You get veteran depth, which that was one of my biggest concerns last year. You went into the season without veteran depth at a lot of positions. I hope that they continue to add that.
I agree. You know, I guess my only question is, was Spencer Burford going to cost you too much? Was he going to cost you more than this?
Because I believe so.
Okay, and that's fair because I would have rather have went back with Burford, who has the continuity with this particular offensive line and things like that. But I am excited for Vidarian Lowe. I'm excited to see what he's going to bring to the table. I can't wait to see Spencer Burford's deal because then we'll know for sure that's why they didn't go back to Spencer Burford. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny because it's like these Niners offensive linemen, they get jobs and they get paid. It's weird. We talk about how trash the offensive line is, and as soon as they leave, they're getting these big contracts. So we'll see. I'm not saying Spencer Burford's going to get a huge contract, but he's probably going to get something bigger than what we offered for Darian.
I expect him kind of 8 to 12 million range because he's played left guard, right guard backup tackle.
Versatile guy. Gotcha.
And that's the thing. Like, this is the waves of free agency. You get all your kind of blockbusters, then it kind of resettles, and then people are out there like, well, I'm not going to get what I thought I was going to get.
Right.
And so then, you know, the bidding wars start to tamper down, and this is that next wave. This is usually where the 49ers do their work. The Mike Evans was the splash.
Right.
The Vidarian Lowe was a value play. And kind of the way the 49ers do it is they reach out to their own guy first. This is all John Chapman speculation. They basically go to Spencer Burford and say, look, we're going to pay this. You can probably get more. But if you want to stay with us, we'll do this. No? Okay, we're going to offer somebody else in. We're going to offer somebody else in. We're going to until somebody takes it. Like, these are value deals. It was a value deal for Evans. No way that dude could have just got $16 million. He could have got way more.
Yeah.
Huge value deal on Vidarian Lowe. And I think we're going to see more of these as we go throughout this process.
And I think Evans would have got way more just staying in Tampa Bay. Like, they were willing to offer him a nice little package, like a bag.
He wanted away from that coaching staff, man.
He needed to get away from Bowles. Bowles.
Right? Like Bowles, but he wears just, on you.
He does. He does. Good coach.
Super Bowl winning coach.
It's a Super Bowl winning coach. Not going to talk trash about a Super Bowl winning coach. Our coach don't got any Super Bowl wins.
Not yet.
The
regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. And yeah, like, man, Juwan Jennings still out there. Now, with what has happened, and now that you brought in Mike Evans.
Oh, congrats real quick to Kendrick Bourne going to the Cardinals. Oh, I'm happy for I'm happy for the young fella, man.
Yeah, that was and again, the fact that whenever you see these guys, whenever you see the top of the market deals, then like a way lower one, that's because a player took less to go there. That's Vidarian Lowe. That's Kendrick Bourne. Like, that dude wanted to play in a situation where he felt he could be used, obviously, with, you know, that family and calling plays and all that stuff. They knew what was going on and what he was getting into. So props to him. I love Kendrick Bourne. It's going to be fun. I'm also thankful he's not on the 49ers. Like, I like him a lot, but man, the amount of gray hairs he's caused me, he's like the perfect number 4 wide receiver. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And he's going to give you a blockbuster game or two here or there. But then there's going to be the games where he lines up in the wrong spots because the motions and the whatever. Like, he's probably lined up as the X, Y, Z, and the F at the same damn time, Johnny. How you like that? You know,
two damn positions at the same
at the same
time.
Damn time. You know what I'm saying? But no, I love him, man. I do. I love Kendrick Bourne. I'm going to miss his smile. And the game he'll go off will probably be against the 49ers. I guarantee you that'll be the game he'll check on his calendar twice a year.
Yeah. Now, do you think with the Mike Evans signing that it is more likely to bring back Juwan Jennings now or no?
See, for me, I love Juwan Jennings. I think at this point, though, I want that young man to go from a 7th-round pick, getting cut, coming back, signing to a practice squad, getting a 2-year deal, to go out there and earn him some money. I feel like Juwan needs to go sow his royal oats, get his bread. It's time. And I know he loves the Niners, But I feel like he's going to end up in Tennessee. I know they signed Wandale Robinson, but I could see Juwan Jennings going out there. And am I the only crazy person? I feel like I got Juwan Jennings' replacement in the draft right now. Malachi Fields, 6'4", Malachi Fields, Notre Dame, ran a 4.61, which is faster than Juwan Jennings, has a bigger catch radius than Juwan Jennings, can still route you up better than Juwan Jennings. And I guarantee you his film game speed, if you watch his film, is faster than his 40 speed. Even Juwan Jennings' game speed was faster than this. You use him the same exact way.
I like that. Yeah, Malachi Fields, you know, I'm going through on our draft work where we, like, measure, you know, all the wide receivers, and I do, like, traits where it's like, okay, speed 1 through 10, acceleration
His speed is a
10.
Zero. Like, it don't even rate on the thing. He's slow as hell.
He got the lowest of the entire wide receivers.
Yeah, but look at his catch rate.
Speed though. 1, acceleration 1. Right. He's low. But way better than Juwan Jennings. And Juwan Jennings failed the seventh round, right? Got cut. Right. Nobody wanted him.
There you go.
Stop. Malachi Fields ain't falling to the seventh.
You might be able to get him in. I feel like he's going in the third. He's going to be a day two guy, but I feel like he could slip to day three. If he slipped to day three, you got 3 4th round picks. I'm trying to get one of my first 4th round pick, maybe Malachi Fields.
Ooh. Yeah, it's weird because the general consensus on Malachi Fields is 40s, 50s. I don't think he goes that high. If there weren't so many big-bodied wide receivers, threshold teams will not have him on their board. Like, they won't. Like, the Colts will not draft that player just because he's...
I think that what I like about him, you know, it's his ability to just make spectacular catches, and he does them consistently. Like, the spectacular catch is consistent. I don't know his hand size. I don't have my chart up off the top of my head. But the
9-inch hands.
That's not
flat.
That's not big, though, right?
No, that's
right.
Small.
So how is he making those catches then, John?
He's got, like, long arms, 32 and an 8.
So it's got to be the arm. Because it's his ability to snag a ball one hand. I was showing stuff on my Patreon the other day, and I was just like, how? And that, you know what? He got on my radar at the Senior Bowl when he was making these diving catches. Ask Johnny. I was like, bro, how? Now, I like Jacoby Lane. Jacoby Lane gives you a little bit more speed, right? He passed them at the combine. I don't care about the 40 speed when it comes to a possession receiver. I think you can utilize this guy. They both 6'4", but if you look at Malachi Fields' body type, it's bigger. I think he'll be able to withstand more contact in the NFL. And so I like him. I think it'd be a good fit. Then he's a dog, right? You can't replace a dog with a puppy. Go get me a dog already.
I like that. And Fields fits that. I like Jacoby Lane as well, USC.
I'm
not the biggest USC guy. I try not to scout the uniforms. but, like, my biggest problem with Jacoby Lane is he ain't played. That dude has not played. He's played 1,100 career snaps. That is a 1 on the wide receiver experience scale. And so you're asking somebody to go into Kyle Shanahan's system. You got to have understanding and experience. Like, that's my biggest problem with Jacoby Lane. He just ain't played football. Whereas Malachi Fields, over 2,000 snaps just outside at the X role by itself. So he's played twice as much as Lane. But if you're looking at the measurables and the testing, yeah, Jacoby Lane. I'm probably going to have Jacoby Lane higher. But Malachi Fields, a little bit safer. Yeah, might use that one. We'll stick with that. So another piece of information that came out yesterday, the 49ers, who have been on the wrong end of the compensation pick update the past 2 years, where the projected, they got less than what they did this year, kind of rights the wrong. They get more. They were projected to get 2 4ths and 1 5th round pick. Instead, they get 3 4th round picks, number 133, 138, 139 overall. Thoughts on the 49ers, 7 picks that they have, but they're going to run out quick.
They got to find a way. Their track record in the 4th round isn't as good as their track record in the 5th round.
No.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised, though, if they trade 133. Is that the first one we have?
Yeah.
And try to flip that, get you a 5th and something. Like, you know, 5th and the 7th or something. They got to find a way, you know, or they're going to end up trading the player maybe for a pick. Maybe move on from Isaac Garrido if they can. We'll see. Players are going to get traded on draft night. I could guarantee that. I got a funny
They don't usually do that, but there's a lot of
They have done it, but they usually don't do it. But this
Matt
is
Breida.
You are speaking my We never thought we would see Matt Breida get traded.
That dude fumbled twice, and Shanahan said, that he was out done. My house.
I'm not saying Garrido, but I feel like Jordan James is going to be the guy. The reports are they're looking to bring Brian Robinson Jr. back, so that's going to change up the room. And I just think that Isaac Garrido's time here in San Francisco, if they could get value for him, whether it's what would you want for? He was a fourth round pick, so what would you want for him?
I would give a third Isaac Garrido for let me back that up.
Like if
I would trade one of the fourth rounders and Garrido to jump up 20 spots.
Oh, so you're trying to move up. All right. Yeah. See, I'm trying to get more picks.
Okay, so then I do Garrido for a sixth. I do Garrido for a seventh. I've been out on the Garrido thing since before we picked him. I've never been a fan.
It's just time. Look, and because also, like, see, I see the Niners. I know it's not a draft show, but man, and I'm not saying he's going to fall to the seventh round, but if the second fastest guy in this from the combine falls to that sixth, seventh round spot, which we don't have any draft picks, but if you can get like a Lorenzo Styles Jr., I know he's a safety. He's a return specialist. And I know we drafted Junior Bergen, but he went to a small school. We talked about a guy that went to Ohio State, did it on a national level, on live TV, you know what I'm saying, against UCLA and other teams. I would go after and get a guy like Sonny Styles. I know he's coming off of a, what's the labrum injury?
That dude ain't played college football, really. Me and him got about the same amount of college football
You
snaps.
Stupid. But when he's back there returning, he's dynamic.
I might have more, actually. But he's a freak, and he's incredible, and he's a workout warrior. But, like, I think he's played, like, less than 400 snaps, like, which is the lowest for any player that would ever
he's
be drafted.
He's got the DNA.
Almost ever.
I will say that. If he can get his body type right, I only need him to return. We don't need him to play anything else but be a return specialist.
Yeah, what team would want Garrido? The people that like the Colts would take him. The Colts would take him.
He's Christian McCaffrey-esque, though.
The height, weight, speed is rare. That is a rare trait. Now, vision is non-existent.
He
fumble security is really, really bad. Like, he got passed by Jordan James. Like, got benched on kickoff return. There's a role. But
he provides explosiveness. He's not a special teamer. That's going to be
this is a bad running back class.
Right. Right. Right.
So a team that had a high grade on him 2 years ago could say, yeah,
now
maybe we could. And he's cheap. He's dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap. Now we're talking.
I would like that move. One, I think it's best. Like, I love moves that are best for everybody. Like, when people are like, oh, why don't you just trade for primetime Michael Jordan all the time? I'm like, okay, why would the team do that? Why would the team trade him away? Like, why don't you just trade for Justin Jefferson? And it's like, dude, why would he is their economy of their entire city. Like, that doesn't work. But whenever you get things like, okay, trade Isaac Garrido, that helps the 49ers. He's not going to be involved. It helps Isaac Garrido because he needs a new look. It helps the opposing team because why? This is a bad running back draft. So there's not a lot of these guys that are huge height, weight, speed guys in this draft in the running back class. That's a win-win-win. That's whenever you get in that Venn diagram. We're former educators. That's the sweet spot, right? Like, so sweet like spot. If you can get there, but nobody's overpaying for Garrido. I saw Johnny. I highlighted the comment, but it disappeared. But the idea, here we go. Fourth and Isaac Garrido to jump into the third, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the 49ers' original fourth-round pick is 127 overall, worth 45 points. To jump into the third round, the last pick is 100. I don't think Isaac Garrido's worth that. So, like, I'm like, man, trade pick 127, Isaac Garrido to get to 115. Jump up 10 spots in the fourth. I'd be cool with that. If there's somebody that you love, or just swap them out, like you said, for a sixth or a seventh. I'm cool with that, too. I'm cool with that, too. Now, let's see here. We got a super chat from Silent. Thank you so much, man. He says, I don't know what to say about the front office if they pass on a linebacker. Now, the title of this show
referring
is...
to the draft or...
Well, let's talk about both.
Okay.
Because I have linebacker as almost top of the top. Like, what is your biggest priority for the 49ers roster still, and where does linebacker fit in there?
I think we need a safety more than we need a linebacker. But
yeah,
it's 1-2 punch, right? Because look, D Winters, I don't know what to say about D Winters. I don't know if the project is working, and I don't even know if Raheem Morris is going to like him. You got Fred Warner coming back to play Mike. So who's going to be that weak side guy? Like, who is going to be that weak side guy?
Yeah, Nick Martin, which I don't even know how you can rely on any of that. I hope he's great, and I hope, but, like, dude didn't play at all.
Yeah, so now, right. And we don't even, I know there's a concussion, and we don't know. We just don't know. So I think the draft, I could see them signing a free agent. Like, they'll probably bring in another veteran, right?
That's what
they
I
do
want.
Every year. They bring in a veteran every year. The question is, who's the veteran? Is it going to be a guy like Caden Ellis? Are they going to try to bring back Eric Kendricks? Like, who's going to be that vet?
They are so, like, listen to this. I'm just going to go
quick. I like Tremaine Edmonds, too.
You got Okereke, Caden Ellis, Devin Bush, Bobby Wagner, Lavonte David, Dre Greenlaw now, Akeem Davis Gaither, Kenneth Murray, Leo Chenal. That one's one of my top three guys. Matt Milano, yeah, Jermaine Pratt, Devin either. White, Anthony Walker Jr., Logan Wood. Like, there are so many free agent linebackers, and the position has been so stripped of value. Like, they're not paying the top. Devin Lloyd, whenever he signed, he got $15 million a year.
Yeah, like, so that's not going to – go get Dre Greenlaw, bring him back.
Dude, I would love it. And people, like I said, yes, bring him back on Twitter.
Me
people
too.
Were like, dude, he's always injured. You're paying the injured rate.
Right. Good point.
Like, you're
good
not point. Paying for him to play every single game. Yeah, I understand the injuries are terrible, but if he's only going to cost you $5 million and he plays 8 games, congratulations.
You win. It's a win. It's a win. And it's a win on other ends too, because he knows the system. Well, he knows the team. So, sure, the system's going to be different, but he's going to fit. He's going to be playing with his brothers again. Like, it's just a win for the Niners. I don't care about anybody else. And it's a win for him because he'll get an opportunity to get back to where he left off here in the Bay. I say bring Greenlaw back. As far as safeties, I'm sorry. We need a safety. We need a free safety. And I think we need a free safety more than we need a linebacker. I would go and sign Mr. Byard III. I understand he's 32 years old. Asked me if I'd give two flying cares. Last time we had an old safety, he was damn near all pro. I talk about Tashawn Gibson. He
picked him up off the street.
Off the streets. So you go get an all pro from 2025. He led the league in interceptions. He's not going to command super top dollar. I mean, he's just an older player.
$7-8 million a year.
Oh, go get that guy. Let him teach Marquise Siegel how to play coverage and watch. We signed guys like Jason Pinnock and whoever else we signed last year. What's that supposed to do? Go get a ball hawk, because the one thing I know about Raheem Morris defense is they create turnovers. And what I do like is the Morris, and we're not even talking about Eberflus. We haven't had this conversation. I like the Eberflus Morris combo. You got the smart guy that's going to make the linebackers better in Eberflus, and then you got the guy that's going to help the secondary in Raheem Morris. We're going to generate turnovers this year, guys. I'm excited. I'm talking about interceptions, not just forced fumbles. Interceptions. Got to get the guys, though.
I like that. My thing is, like, I want a veteran linebacker and a veteran safety. You have young guys in-house.
Exactly. That's
get
why I don't want to go get
teach. Just like I the know, wide receiver position.
Just like the wide receiver position. I know people want Nick Cross because he's young. He adds value. We're going to pay more premium price. Jaquan Brisker, same thing. But he's like the guys we already got. Like, I need a ball hawk. If they don't get what's his name, they better go get the Cisco kid from the Jets. Even though he's a younger guy, but he creates turnovers. He can help create turnovers in that backfield. Andre Cisco. They got to get a ball hawk. They got to get a ball. I prefer the veteran, though.
Eberflus coached Brisker in Chicago. Yes, he was the captain of that defense. Yes, he held it all down. I would love that. And shoot, the best football that Jair Brown has ever played in his life was whenever he was lining up next to Jaquan Brisker.
Jaquan Brisker and Penn State.
Yeah, they were.
I wouldn't
crazy.
Mind trading him either, because I feel like we have a log jam at the safety position and they all play the same position. Like, I know Siegel's the fastest safety, but he's better in the box. He's just better in the box, better around the line of scrimmage. He's the best. I think he's the best tackler as the safety out of all of our safeties.
Who?
Marquise Siegel.
Yeah. But he's the fastest, too. He's faster than every corner we
but
got.
I think he's the best tackler. That's crazy, because I think Mustafa is the biggest hitter, but the best tackler, I think it goes to Siegel, and then there's Jair Brown.
And then there's what would you say you do here?
I didn't think you were going to laugh at that one, but then there, I don't know. And then there's Jair Brown. I can't call it.
Yeah.
Can he be a ball hawk? Can he be taught to be a ball? We're going to see a lot of single high this year. Right, Johnny?
Yeah. I don't know. Kyle Shanahan hates it, but the cover three, we do a lot of cover three.
A lot of cover three, yeah.
Right here, we got a super chat. Can we trade our first for the Chiefs' 2 second rounders?
See, I'm not moving out of the first.
40th overall, and then the Chiefs also. Where's their second one?
Oh,
it's
no.
Not showing up on the thing. I'm not sure they have. You want to get the future? They currently do. They only have 1 second round pick. I am on Draft Tech. So let's see here. The 49ers 27th pick. This is off of the old Jimmy Johnson trade chart. And I know somebody's going to say it. The Jimmy Johnson trade chart holds up almost perfectly to every single trade that has taken place for the past 10 years, except quarterback trades early on or in the first round. Other than that, it's pretty damn good. So the 49ers 27th pick is valued at 680 points. The Chiefs second round pick, 40th overall. So you'd be dropping back 13 spots. Is worth 500 points. So that's a discrepancy of 180, which is equivalent of a third round pick. Now, just Kansas. Yeah. So you could do, if you wanted to, give up the number 27 pick overall for Chiefs 40th and Chiefs 74th overall pick. You're getting more in return points wise. Would you do that trade right now, knowing what you know of the draft? Fall back 13 spots, 27 to 40, and pick up a 74th overall pick in the third round. That'd give you 2/3, 2 seconds. Would you do that trade?
I don't know. It's tough.
Got to see who falls.
Yeah, you got to see who falls, and you're giving up that fifth-year option. I don't. That's a
Niners
tough
thing. Don't even use the damn fifth-year option anyway. If they did, on Brandon Ayuk, we wouldn't be in this mess. Sorry. Why'd you do that?
That is true. But maybe they changing. It's the whole point is having that option. You know, I think that's the key, like having the option to use it. I think that's the key. I think that makes it hard. Now, I wouldn't mind trading back with Denver or, you know, New England. You know what I'm saying? New England, they're the ones that signed Romeo Doubs today. I wouldn't mind trading back, but it all depends on what these teams
need. Stay in the first round.
I think you can get a third if you move back to 31, 32.
31 is worth 600, so that's an 80-point discrepancy. And New England picks 95th with one of their compensation. No, that's their, 31st. So, like, that works. You could trade your first and your fifth rounder for their first and their third rounder. That works. I'm down with that, dude. Sign me up.
I would love that. But the question is, does New England need to make a trade? They went and got them a wide receiver.
Yeah, it digs out. You put in Romeo
Dobbs. I thought
Dobbs.
They would have trade up to get you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't be shocked if they got another Denzel one. Kyle Boston. Williams, they're really high on him. Yeah. Not our Kyle Williams, number 10, but their Kyle Williams out of Washington State. Yeah. He was a fun player. Look at this. Big Red says, we need Kevin Costner from draft day. You pancake-eating mother. I love that.
I finally watched that movie, yo. It is long. It's long and it was good.
I rewatch it 2 days before the draft every year because I'm a loser. I freaking love that movie, man. I love that movie. It's not a good movie, but it is a movie that is tailored to my life choices, and that is enough for me. All right, we got a handful of questions, but before we get to those, what do you want the 49ers to do next in free agency? We talked about linebacker. We talked about safety. Time. You want more defense.
Am I freezing or are you freezing? It's defensive time.
Oh, I'm still rolling. I'm plugged in. So your video is good on my end.
It's defensive time, right? Like it's time to see what Raheem Morris wants. You know what I'm saying? And you could tell this defensive time. I mean, they were in on the defensive tackle, Franklin Myers. They just got outbid, whatever. And I don't think there's another defensive tackle I would pay in free agency. Wouldn't be surprised if they traded for the dude from Philly. Like, it's defensive time.
Let's talk about that then, because that's one of the questions. Carter for the Eagles, because it's not just a great player, which he is. Mm-hmm. You've got all the off the field baggage of any player in the NFL. He has more than anybody.
Okay, so remind me of the off the field baggage stuff. I'm sorry.
Okay. The death of a teammate and all the street racing. He started that entire Georgia thing. Gotcha. He was kind of the founder of that. And you know, you can dive into all the stuff that's there. Yeah. You could talk about
What did he do since he's been in the NFL? That's the only thing that matters.
Got the spitting in the face. What's
that
it
was
called?
Two Cowboys. I'm all good for that. Like, dude, it was cool. Cowboys.
It's just not smart, not cool headed. Like, that is something that is permeated. Didn't we watch that all the time?
Was it spit in the face, or was he spitting, and then it hit the dude, or was that the Dak Prescott retaliation?
It was the Dak Prescott one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Same game though.
So, like, here's the thing: if the Eagles are trying to get rid of one of their better players, why do you take the bait?
Like, I don't think it's bait. I think the draft. So, like, me personally, I'm drafting Lee Hunter because I think he's the guy you want up the middle. He's mean. He's that guy. He's older, right? So I would rather draft Lee, but I know a lot of people don't want to bank on a rookie, but the Niners don't have a problem playing rookie defensive players, right? So if you're looking for that guy with the energy up front, the difference between him and Carter, though, is Carter has done it on this level, right?
Yes. Oh, he's incredible.
But do you take the risk of the off the field stuff? Like, do you take the risk of having a bad boy? I'm sorry. I want to win a motherfucking Super Bowl. I think it's too many prissy motherfuckers on this team anyway, and we need somebody to spice it up.
East Coast Wayne coming out, baby.
I'm just saying, we got to get gritty. Like, at some point, can we get a little dirty, you know? And if he's spitting on somebody else, that's crazy because he spit on Dak, right? And did the Cowboys win that first game?
No, they lost.
They did, but they ran. No, did they? I remember when
Cowboys won. The Eagles lost.
That's what I'm saying. The Cowboys won because their running back rushed for 967 yards in that game. When Jalen Carter came back, no team could run on him. So that's the impact he has. I'm just trying to say that's the impact. That's how dominant he is up front.
So then let's talk. What are you going to give up for him? Because it's going to cost a first round plus. You're talking a first and next year's three. Are you okay giving up number 27 overall for a guy with major off-field issues?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not willing to do that.
And this is where it always breaks down, right? This is where the conversations happen.
But I'm not willing to do that. If he didn't
What are you willing to do? What's the package you're going to spend?
Let me just say
that.
I don't know. We're going to figure that out. But if he didn't have these off-the-field issues, I would be willing to do that. That's my point.
Like, but if he didn't, they wouldn't be trying to trade him.
Yeah, you're right. No, because the Eagles have a surplus of defensive linemen, bro. I think they feel like his time is up, and they're going to rotate another dude in and see how it works out. I just think that's their role. They got Jordan Davis. That's our Alfred Collins. We need a Carter.
Every team could use him. I mean, he's that good. On the field, he's that
good. We need
a
Jalen Carter.
Now, he's emotionally as fragile. You see him crying all the time and all that stuff on the sidelines.
It's okay for men to cry, bro. Like, y'all can miss me with that shit because I be crying all the time.
But crying in the middle of the game all the time?
Maybe sometimes.
It wasn't Trent Williams that made him cry whenever he put him in the dirt.
Of course it was. That's Trent motherfucking Williams. That's why you need to resign Trent Williams. Can you imagine Trent Williams and Jalen Carter on the same team? Oh,
it's like Friday. That's different.
That's different. That's
different. No, that's different. But I don't know. I'm not a Jalen Carter guy. He's amazing. What would you offer?
I would
this year's second, next year's second?
I could do 2 seconds. I could do that. I would do that. I would take the risk, give up F my second round picks. He going to cry in the car.
Oh, man. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yo, that part was funny, yo. Get your ass in the car. Didn't I tell you from coming around here?
He does.
Man.
Oh man, I freaking love it. All right, let's talked about Carter. Jawad Jennings, we kind of mentioned on there just a little bit. We've got all these fourth round picks now, which is awesome. Look at Joe. He says, any chance we use one on a new punter? I'm terrified of that. One of my least favorite draft memories ever. Nashville.
Mitch Risnowski, bro.
I'm right in front of the stage, which I've been waiting forever, and they pick Mitch Wisnowski
in the fourth round, bro.
In the fourth round. I thought it was the worst pick ever, and then Jake Moody just blows that one out of the water.
I thought my reaction on the live said it all. You got to go back and find a nothing but Niners reaction when we drafted. That was the first time I saw us draft a special teams player. Right? Like, I was just like, huh? Like, it just didn't make any sense. And we only did it because the Patriots was drafting a special teams player. It's like we were trying to keep up with the Patriots. And it's, I feel like it's always why we drafted Jake Moody, because the Patriots took the kicker. I think we took their kicker. Like, honestly, we should have let him go.
They took Chad Ryland, who's been on three teams now. He just got signed. But that was who the Patriots took right after Jake Moody.
Yeah.
Two of the best kickers ever. Yeah, right.
Listen, right. They struggled. COVID year. Right? No. Or something like that. Anyway, my point is, watch the San Francisco 49ers in the fourth round draft a punter. Yeah. I need Thomas Morstead re-signed ASAP so I can.
I know. I would be fine overpaying. I didn't think Morstead was very good, first off.
No, I did not either. Terrible.
But, like, I'd prefer them to overpay him if it means don't draft a
draft. Me too. Me too.
Punter.
Yeah, me too. I'm good.
Boats, I love this comment. What happened to Collins and West, a future defensive tackle? Nothing happened to them.
Nothing.
They're projected starters, but, like, they're not. Jalen Carter's, like, a projected all pro.
Yeah.
Pro bowler.
Right. I mean, like, come on. We're talking about Jalen Carter, man. That dude's
he went
beast.
Ninth overall, and he fell to ninth overall. Should have been top two.
Top two,
but
yeah.
Again, you got all the off-the-field stuff. He fell to nine. Eagles don't care about character concerns, which, again, Eagles don't care about character. Why are they unloading him?
They're not unloading him, man. The Eagles ain't getting rid of him. That thing's all smoke.
Logan, I need a Chapman and Carter interview if he becomes a Niner. We'll interview some of the rookies again like we did last year, but I ain't going to be doing all that craziness with it. I want to approach the positivity. Now, what about A'shaun Robinson, who was coached by Raheem Morris? No, he just got released.
Yeah.
And so he was with the Rams whenever Morris and them won the Super Bowl. So, like, he's been part of that. Now he's available. Like, that's a perfect number three DT.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little light in the ass at that position right now, because you just mentioned our defensive tackles is C.J. West and Alfred Collins.
But outside of that, there ain't nothing.
There's nothing. I mean, Khalil Davis.
They didn't pick up
going.
Khalil Davis.
No,
yeah.
he done, and then Jordan Elliott's not coming back, thank God. And Kevin Givens, thank goodness. Like, those projects are over, so... You got to get a veteran in here, man. The question
they were
is,
in on that Jonathan Franklin Myers, but there's just not more defensive tackles out there. I want Logan Hall. But
what about what's the defensive tackle from the Commanders? Jonathan Allen, didn't he get released?
From the Vikings. Let us see here. I got it right here.
Didn't they release him in Hargrave?
I don't think so yet. I think they have to wait to do that. I don't think it's happened. Usually those are on like the third day.
Oh.
So I don't think that's happened.
If Jonathan Allen gets released, I would go after him.
Okay. I like that. Oh, here we go. Better clarification. Craig, sorry, it was the Jets 2 seconds. So trade back in the first for the Jets 2 second round picks. So the Jets have picked 33.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jets also have picked 44.
Oh, yeah. See, that's different. See, that's different, different.
Now, those two picks, you add those together, are worth over 1,000 points.
Yeah.
The 49ers first rounders worth 680.
Yeah, I make that trade in a heartbeat.
I would, too, but, like,
they're not going to do it. Yeah.
You would have to do a first in your third for 2 seconds and still not even close to the value. You're still about 200 points shy. So, yeah, I would do that 100%. The Jets would not do that. So they would be jumping up from 33 to 27. So, yeah, you're jumping up 7 spots. I don't think that they would do that. Now, the Jets also have, let's see, what do they got in the third round? Because then they don't have a third round pick. Oh, Jets don't have a third rounder.
because then it would probably work. They do have a fourth rounder. They loaded up
defensively, so.
Oh, here we go. This works perfectly. The Jets' 33rd pick, which is the first pick of the second round, and the Jets' 103rd pick, that's the fourth round, that is the equivalent almost to the exact point of the 27th pick of the Niners. So you would fall back seven spots but pick up a fourth rounder. If we're sticking to the trade right numbers, that's almost identical. I think it's an eight-point discrepancy on the side of the Jets, so the Jets would be overpaying by 8 points. That works. I might do it based on how the board falls, but if somebody falls that's elite, then no. I don't think that that's a trade that you make until draft day, personally.
We shall see how it goes down.
There we
go. I'm looking at the available defensive tackles.
Right not now. A lot. Not a lot there.
There's a lot, but not a lot that I want.
You need pass rush. The 49ers right. like went, the got CJ stuffers. West and yeah. got they got the run stuffers.
Yeah.
You got to go get the other stuff. Right here. What about Tariq Woolen? Are you in on him, the cornerback?
How much of it depends on what they do with Renardo Green. Like I'm confused about the Renardo Green situation.
It's confusing.
I know the stories are out that they are looking to move on from him. If they are, then yeah, I'm in. If they're not, then I draft a guy.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with you there. Save my Does picks. Mac Jones get traded? Diana Rossini just came out and said several teams have reached out to the 49ers about a Mac Jones trade, but she said, quote, their price is listed as astronomical.
What the hell are the Niners asking for? A first-round pick? I mean, that was the reports prior to Diana Rossini's report, so.
Wait, let me see if I can find the it makes sense. Here's the Kyle quote on asking for a first round pick for Mac Jones. Here we go. It's
quarterbacks. Oh, I understand. I don't think you understand.
I understand. I don't think you understand.
I've got to find a way to play that more often because it's just too. That's a perfect
soundbite, bro. I my latest mock draft. Check it out. Traded Mac Jones.
Where do we check it out at?
Right here on the YouTube, right here on the Wayne Breezy channel, right? Oh. So I traded Mac Jones for a second round pick.
Which pick do you remember?
The Steelers pick.
The Steelers pick. Pittsburgh is picking 53.
Yeah.
Ooh. See, so, I top 50, smash it. 53, I would do it right now. I would take that trade. I would take that trade. Yeah, like, I want the 53rd pick.
Yeah, like for me, that was perfect. I'll go sign a free agent quarterback, and now I got the 53rd pick in the draft, which I think I forgot who it got me, so I'm sure somebody knows. But I would do that. Kyle is smarter than me, but that's what I would do. I would trade Mac for that. Get another guy in here. You know what? I'm all about the experiment, so I would like to see if Kyle can get Zach Wilson to play better too.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, let's just keep that gravy train rolling.
You know
these,
what I'm saying?
You know,
epic
missed.
Fail on Trey Lance. Super congrats on Sam Darnold. Kyle turned Sam Darnold to a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And then you got Mac Jones. We're just like, wow. And then Mac just deserves a second chance, you know?
Man, that is incredible. Oh, so, yeah, I don't think Mac Jones is getting traded right now, but I want him to get traded, if that makes sense. Like, I like Mac. But, dude, I want
there's
those
value,
picks.
Right? Yeah, man, there's value. I don't know why Kyle would want a first, though. Like, if the Steelers offered you 53, take it. Like, that's a second-round pick.
Yeah. And it might become available, you know, because that musical chairs of quarterbacks, I mean, shoot, are you just going to be okay with Geno Smith as your quarterback? Like,
yeah, bro.
Really? That's where
wait, that's who the Steelers took?
No, not the Steelers. The Jets did. Oh. Right? They just traded for Geno Smith. But right. It's like if that's the case, they're going to stay with that. Or you're going to stay with Gardner Minshew. Like, is your starter Arizona Cardinals? You're not trading them there. But like, dude, Arch Manning's going to be playing for the Jets or the Cardinals.
Right.
Like, right. I don't want that.
Right. I know you don't. No. That's your dog. Mm. I want that. Mm. Yeah, man.
You want Arch Manning and freaking Cardinals?
Yeah, that way we can rough him up. Let's go.
Dude, no.
He's going to be nice.
I know. He is. Here we go from Ill. Oh my God, Will 67. Awesome tagline. Who y'all think is going to be the first round pick? If you had to guess right now, who is the 49ers' first round pick in this draft? If you had to say this is who it's going to be right now, who you saying? Is there anybody that stands? I know this is hard to do, but we're still half a day through.
If Kenyon Martin is available, that's the pick.
Yeah?
Yeah. At 27, you get the best weapon, I think, in this draft? Hell yeah. I don't think they go offensive line here because I don't think Trent Williams is going to be leaving. They already showed you that they brought in a guy. So they will address the offensive line, just not at 27. I don't think they get the wide receiver at 27. Sounds like more like a second round pick now because you just got your X. And so I think defense is the way they go. I personally would go offense and get that tight end if he's available. But I think the way that they set up in this free agency, and we're not done. We're not done. We don't know what else they're going to do for each of these. We might sign Joey Bosa. Who knows? But at the end of the day, I think they're going to end up going defense. But I want them to go. I say go get Kenyon Martin.
Man, I don't even like this question, and I'm the one that put it up there.
it's a tough question, yo. It's a tough question. But you got to get playmakers. You got to get people that make plays. The Niners never draft a safety. Maybe they change. We've never drafted a corner in the first round. Maybe they change. I mean, that's crazy because we don't need the corners. We want the corners, but we don't need it. We need a tight end, bro. I'm sorry. George Kittle is here, but you can use this guy as the X, I mean, the Y, the Z, the F.
I'm not the biggest fan.
I hear you.
I don't like drafting tight ends in the first round, period. It's kind of against what I believe in roster construction-wise. But I get it. I mean, he's a stud.
I think if you don't look at him just as a tight end, then maybe you'll see it a little bit differently. But if you just look at his position, yes, he's a tight end, a 6'3 tight end. I get it. But the dude can line up anywhere, even outside. Like, that's kind of crazy. And he has 4.3 speed? Bro, this is a freak.
Kenyon Sadiq.
Sadiq, who did I say?
Martin. But no, I know who you're Sadiq. Talking about. The Birdman.
Yeah. Yes.
The Birdman. Now we got Kenyon Martin Jr. out there playing. Like, good Lord.
Wow. I meant Sadiq, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. We knew who you were talking about. Dude, I...
No one corrected me either. That's so dope.
Well, everybody knew. We're all on the same page. That's what happens when we do live
shows. I got a freaking split headache, yo.
Do you?
I said Kenyon Martin. I did. But nah, Sadiq, man. Get that kid. That's where I meant. No wonder John didn't know who the hell I was talking about when I said it. I was like,
wait, what?
Going to basketball.
I'm going Texas A&M. I'm a Longhorn guy. I'm going to go Cassius Howell. I think that he falls because his measurables are awful. But the 49ers don't need a true edge, three-down edge guy because you have
speed.
Bosa. You've got Mykal Williams locked up. Those are your guys. Cassius Howell, I want him to step into that Bryce Huff role and just be that guy to go get it. Short arms, T-Rex arms, don't care.
He could win off the edge. Yeah, his ability to just get around guys, I think, is crazy, right? I think he's had short arms all his life, and he's been finding ways to win. So I'll rock with that record. That's why I said they need to go defense. So I'm glad you took the defensive player. I'm all in on that particular person at that spot. But if Sadiq is available at 27, I know he's not a defensive end, but I want more playmakers on that offensive side.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Because round two, you can get guys like Derek Moore. You could get that's another speed guy you could use off the edge. There's guys you could get, I think, in round two. But first round, you got to get a point. You got to get somebody that's an impact player right away.
Yep, that's going to play. That's going to play. And so, like, okay, well, my question to you, if you get Cassius Howell, he's not going to be your starter. He's correct. Your D-Ford guy, right? Correct. He's your Bryce Huff guy. Like, are you okay with that? Would you be upset with that pick?
I wouldn't be upset with that pick because I know the type of defense that we're building. So I would not be upset with that pick.
I mean, shoot, what's his name drafted two of those guys last year,
right
in the first round.
First round, right. So I'm all about building the defense, because you build this defense young, you see how these young defenses in the NFL are being built. Build them young, let them go after, do what they got to do. Plus, defense is easier to translate on the football field. But there's that Kenyon Sadiq kid, if he's there at 27, I'll draft him over any one of those wide receivers. And it's crazy because what round?
Oh, Wayne froze up on us. He's making the freaking most eloquent point of all time and froze up a little bit. Oh, there you are. You're back. It froze up for a second. You asked a question. You're like, what? And then it
David,
broke.
Not David Njoku, but Harold Fannin Jr. Was he second round pick?
He was my second favorite player in the draft.
Was he a second round pick, though?
He went. Well, I want to make sure we get this right.
Right.
Because I think he went early third.
Dang.
Let me see here.
They got one of the best players in the draft.
Yeah, he went third, 67th overall. Jacob Parrish and freaking Harold Fannin were my two favorite players the whole draft. Both all rookie teams. Both went in the third round.
I think Harold Fannin had a better year than the kid from Penn State.
Yeah, that's very Tyler Warren. Very
Tyler
fair.
Warren.
Oh, Harold Fannin's truth, dude. They freaking basically benched Njoku halfway through the year because they're like, our offense runs through this guy.
This guy
led the team in receptions.
Bro, as a rookie. Listen, my point is we need to – that's Kenyon Martin. I'm not saying they play the same.
I told everybody to draft Harold Fannin.
Kenyon Sadiq.
I told everybody.
I know, man. That was the guy. I was super high on him. Now, the difference between the two is production, but I think Sadiq is more of an athlete.
Yeah. Harold Fannin is just weird because, like, he would cut in a way that was just like, what the hell? Like, we don't move that way. It's like Gumby out there, right. You know what I mean? And he was mean, too, but then the Bowling Green, like, you know.
The competition. But numbers were astronomical. I hate that word. Astronomical, bro. I think he had like 1,444 receiving yards and 96 touchdowns, bro. And then, you know, he had like zero drops. His first drop was like at the Senior Bowl and everybody was like, oh, my God, you dropped the pass, right? Like, it was crazy. So,
my issue with Kenyon Sadiq is I don't feel like the tape is super consistent. Like, sometimes his highlights are unreal.
I agree.
Game tape, I'm just like, ooh, that's not a good play. That was all right. That's not a good route. But the upside, dude, the athleticism. It's just like those guys don't exist. It's basically like if Jahmyr Gibbs was in a tight end body.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he ran faster. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Vernon Davis-esque. He's just an athlete, man, that I think if you get the ball in his hands, he's gonna make people miss. He's gonna put up highlight reels. Now, can you get him to block? That's a whole nother question. But you're hoping that George Kittle is back, and you put those two tight ends on the football field at the same time. That gives Kyle more options. Mm.
There we go, Wayne. We made it through the show without breaking news, which means the second we hit in stream,
right?
So everybody, get ready. Niners news is coming, baby.
I'm going to the bathroom, so I might not be able to break it. Yeah, this is what it
You'll
is.
Be breaking something, but not news.
Not news.
Wayne, I want to say thank you for your flexibility. I'm so sorry about earlier, but man, every time we get to hang out, I am blessed and very thankful for the knowledge and friendship, just all you bring, man. Dude, the Wayne Breezy, man. Take us out of the show, my friend.
Faithful, free agency is upon us. The new league year starts tomorrow, 4 p.m. These deals will be finalized. The Niners are retooling. They're not rebuilding. They're retooling. They are in a Super Bowl window ready to compete. We are here for it. Mike Evans, welcome. Darian Lowe, welcome. Let's get down to business. Faithful, stay strong. Keep up. We out. Peace.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Cachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's KACHAVA.com code FITNESS.